This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 10. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 12 to 13. It says there, "In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Although his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Then in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his ancestors." End of quote. Finish well by keeping faith and trust in the Lord God. Asa, the son of Abijah, became the king of Judah between 913 BC to 869 BC. And he did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He removed the foreign altars and the high places. He destroyed the sacred stones and cut down the images, idols, and poles. When Cushite marched against him, he prayed to the Lord for his help. He trusted and fully leaned on the power of the Lord God. The Lord helped him to strike down the Cushites and Libyans, who had thousands and thousands more army and chariots. Because of his devotion to the Lord God, Asa removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and the towns of Ephraim. He repaired the altar in Lord's temple. His heart was fully devoted to the Lord. He worshipped and made covenants with the Lord. God gave him peace with no war until his 37th year of reign. Marvelous and beautiful. However, after the 36th year, he started leaning on his plans and agenda without relying on God. Instead of continuing to rely on the Lord God who gave him victory and peace, because of the fear of Baasha, the king of Israel, he went and pleaded help from the king of Aram. He even took the silver and gold from the Lord's temple and his palace to get the support of the king of Aram. The prophet of the Lord confronted him, reminding the past victories God gave him, and said this, "Were not the Cushites and Libyans a mighty army with a great number of chariots and horsemen? Because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. Now you have done a foolish thing." End of quote. This is because of his reliance on the king of Aram for victory from the king of Israel. 2 Chronicles 16:8. Tragically, Asa got angry with the prophet and confronted him. He put him in prison. He also began oppressing some of his own people. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. His disease was a severe one. However, he did not seek the Lord for help. Instead, his trust was only on the physicians. In the 41st year of his reign, he died, and they buried him with spices, various perfumes, made a huge fire in his honor. Beloved, pray to God to give a heart fully committed to him all through life. After beginning excellently, do you want to forsake your trust and faith in God? No, may it never happen. Verse 9 says this, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." End of quote. When severe tests and suffering comes on our way, would you forsake your trust in the Lord? Bad experiences of life have the potential to make you bitter and resentful. It has the potential to abandon your first love and commitment to the Lord God. Or pray to increase my love, devotion, and commitment through it all. I pray the same for you as well, beloved. You see, bitterness makes your situation sufferings much more worse than you could imagine. Do not allow bitterness to grow up inside you to trouble you. Bitterness can corrupt you and others. Instead, you grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you rely on the Lord fully through your trials and sufferings, you see the Lord's eyes spot you accurately, even in the remotest part of the whole world, and he strengthens your hearts. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to them whose hearts are fully committed to him. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, to increase my trust and faith in you. Life gets harder and problems sometimes look scary. But may my heart be fully committed to you. May my heart fully relying on you at all time. Lord, help me to finish my race, keeping my faith and trust in you, Lord. I know the power for such a life is not in me. It is in the name of your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins and shortcomings. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.